This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Today, we dig deeper into the 2020 crop. No doubt it will be smaller. John Devine is the senior economist with Cotton Incorporated.
We did have about 10% fewer acres planted this year than last year. So when you put those two together, that does contribute to the decline that we're having in production year over year. From a price standpoint, there's some benefits to that, of course. Taking a look at less supply out there, that can mean less weight on prices, and of course, that can be supportive in this environment where we do have some uncertainty on the demand front from COVID and a few other factors. But when you take a look at the overall supply issue in the U.S., even though we do have a smaller crop this year, we did have a big increase in ending stocks in the old crop. So when COVID took away some of that business in the spring months, that led to pretty healthy carryover. Stocks went up about 50% last year, and that's going to take a while for us to whittle those down. We are making some progress on that in the current crop year, but it'll probably take a couple years of the declines that we're seeing in stocks this year to get back to a place that can be considered more supportive of prices.
That's John Devine. He's the senior economist for Cotton Incorporated, talking about the smaller crop in 2020. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.